Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Fesco and Dusty. Jay Binkley with JT Noah producing the operation. Everybody's sending in their text in about the confidence level of the Kansas City Chiefs. Now you got that Colts game out of the way. Now you can enjoy Thanksgiving until that game is played. And then all of a sudden you'll be sweating again. The Chiefs can get this win or not. But in reality, if you're going to drop a game, do it against an NFC team like the Cowboys. I'm not saying they're going to do it. I think they're going to win this game. But it's not the end of the world, this game. Someone on the text line says, just say, our five future Hall of Famers, you got to know a little something what you're doing. Think about what you're talking about with John Dorsey being our GM. Here's the thing about John Dorsey. John Dorsey was very good at talent evaluation. His problem was the cap. He struggled with that, and it's a big part of being a GM. That's just fact. You know, and there's the myth out there that he drafted Mahomes, which is true. He was the sitting GM that drafted Patrick Mahomes. Brett Veach was the scout. Brett Veach was the one blowing up the phone of Lee Steinberg the day of the draft. Veach had watched him. But make no mistake about it. It wasn't Dorsey. It wasn't Veach. It was Andy Reid. So we can talk about John Dorsey until you're blue in the face. He was the GM, and I've heard that argument go back and forth. The Mythbusters, right? We like playing Mythbusters. It was Andy Reid that picked Mahomes. Andy Reid is the one that got the other contract. John Dorsey did not. John Dorsey got let go before right after that draft. It was that summer. And then Brett Veach comes in. And what's he do? First thing he does is goes out and get Harrison Butker because Kairos Santos goes down, gets Harrison Butker off the practice squad because he didn't beat out Graham Gano off the practice squad. And then your new kicker is Harrison Butker that's helped propel the Chiefs to the Super Bowl, including winning Super Bowls. That was done by Brett Veach as GM. That was his first big move that he made was from Veach and what he did. 2022, going out and getting McDuffie, Carl Loftus, Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, you name it, Brett Veach. Yeah, Chris Jones wasn't him. But at that point, Brett Veach was the SEC scout. Clearly, Mississippi State was where Chris Jones came from. Who scouted him? It was Brett Veach. Brett Veach also scouted Kareem Hunt when he was at Toledo. And he was watching Max and getting him. But I don't want to hear this Dorsey anymore. And thanks for the text, John. We appreciate it. But let's face it. Let's be honest. Do you think it was actually Dorsey or Veach that drafted Mahomes? No. It was the guy that was going to be his quarterback whisperer. They had the choice of getting quarterbacks. Could have brought in Deshaun Watson. Could have brought in a lot of quarterbacks. They brought in Mahomes. Andy Reid is the big catalyst for why they have Patrick Mahomes. Because they weren't getting a quarterback until it had Andy Reid's approval to be his guy. So it was Andy Reid that picked Patrick Mahomes. Really, it wasn't either way. It was Andy Reid 100%. Am I wrong on this, JT? Is there any other way to look at it besides Dorsey being the sitting GM that it wasn't Andy Reid who picked his quarterback?
I tend to agree with you, Andy Reid. I would just rather give it to Andy Reid than say, oh, it was Dorsey or it was Veach. I love how people think, oh, Veach did this because he wanted the quarterback. Well, I think Reid also wanted this guy.
They brought him all for visits. Of course, right, he's going to endorse Mahomes.
So I totally get when people are like, well, hey, man, Dorsey did this and Veach did that.
Not with Mahomes.
I think it was Mahomes. I think it was Reid to Mahomes, and I think it was just a match that Reed knew that needed to happen. And I would also say I would give a lot of credit to Alex Smith. We say this a lot on the show, but Alex Smith is a real staple in how Mahomes has done what he's done in the NFL.
Yeah. Here's the text here. He thinks Veach is overrated. Name me a top two team in the NFL for the last 4 years has more of the draft picks still on the roster. The answer is the Kansas City Chiefs. Only 0.3 percentage points behind the Bengals. They currently have the most players still on their roster from the draft the last 4 years. That's it. That's the list. Bengals, Chiefs. The biggest difference is the Chiefs are winning rings. The Bengals aren't. That's a big difference. You can be a bad team, not make the playoffs for the last couple of years like the Bengals, and have more draft picks on, that's fine. But if you're actually winning rings and going to the Super Bowl and you've had these players, you win. But keep this in mind. I just brought it up. The Harrison Butker deal was a Veach move. Taking Parker Anger, flipping him to the Cowboys for Zavarius Ward, a Veach move. You know, getting Mahomes' contract in, thinking about it before he was an MVP during his redshirt year, getting that contract for Mahomes and basically being proactive about it, Brett Veach deal. You know, so many moves the Chiefs have made have been Veach deals. And not only that, he's drafting a Snead in the fourth round. Turn around, flipping him for a pick. You don't want LeJarius Sneed. Now you wouldn't have ever wanted him. Again, he did the right thing with it. Drafting Creed Humphrey, not in the first round, but the second round. Now he's the highest paid center, Veach deal. Drafting Trey Smith in the sixth round, who's now the highest paid guard in the National Football League, Veach deal. I mean, we can go on and on. Getting Jalen Watson in the seventh round, that's been productive for this team, who's going to get a big contract in the offseason, Veach deal. No GM is good. No GM is perfect. I mean, they're good. Don't get me wrong. Howie Roseman, Brett Veach, they're all good. But it's the moves you make besides just the draft. It's shrewd trades. It's going out and getting Frank Clark. It's changing the mindset of a team by going out and getting the honey badger here to change the complexion of the defense. It's the GM who looks and says, you know what? We need Spags in here. Spags is the Patriots killer. That's the team that's running the show. That's the team that's running the AFC is the Patriots. Let's build this team to beat them. So let's go out and get a Patriots killer to be our defensive coordinator. And then Spags sits as the most decorated defensive coordinator in NFL history. Veach deal. Veach needed a left tackle. It wasn't in the draft. Sam Cosmi, Leatherwood, Eichenberg, all these guys. Chiefs said no. They need a formidable left tackle. They go out and get Orlando Brown. With a rival, the Ravens. Get him Orlando Brown. Brett Veach said the hot zone was the second round. Okay. Well, the Ravens in that trade for Orlando Brown, say what you want about him, they need a left tackle. They had to get a left tackle. And Andy Reid wouldn't take any phone calls. Guarantee you, for people who wanted Eric Fisher, like the Patriots before, they wouldn't have done it, wouldn't have taken that phone call. Ravens did. The Bills have taken the Chiefs phone call. I don't understand either, because they're the rival of the Chiefs, yet they take their phone call when other teams won't. It's not smart business to take Chiefs phone calls, but they did. And they also sent pick 58 with Orlando Brown that turned out to be right in Brett Veach's hot zone, ended up being Nick Bolton with pick 58. So you have to do other things besides the draft, make trades, contracts, getting under the salary cap, finding a team that can still win, holding the Lombardi Trophy up after Super Bowl 57 at the parade saying this is what a rebuild looks like, getting the Ozzie Johnson, getting the Jalen Watson, getting the Isaiah Pacheco in the seventh round, drafting a Trey Smith and nobody else wanted him. That's called being a GM. So say what you want about him, but he's getting the job done. He's holding up rings. He's been to five Super Bowls as a GM. He's won three. You weren't getting this before. You weren't. You were stumbling with Chiefs and GMs going forward. They weren't doing it. There was a 22-year gap of winning a postseason game. It's different now. And Veach has been Andy Reid's guy going back to Philadelphia. He was the SEC scout. There was the SEC scout here. But it was Andy Reid that picked Patrick Mahomes and nobody else. So I don't get the whole Veach thing. He's doing as best he can. Nobody's perfect in the draft. Trust me. They all make mistakes. Look at the Titans and all the crap they've done in the draft. Getting Will Levis and turn around and going for Cam Ward right after that. Got to find that quarterback first, but Andy Reid's big on that. But you got to find the seventh rounders to help the team, like a Jalen Watson, like an Isaiah Pacheco. Even though Pacheco's not great at this point, I'll give you that, but he did help the Chiefs win.
Yeah, his first 2 years, I mean, Pacheco was the lead back. He took over for Clyde.
Well, going out and getting Harrison Butker in 2018 or 17, it was huge for the Chiefs. They got him off the Carolina Panthers practice squad and plucked him and said, all right, you're a kicker. Let's not forget about that move from Brett Veach. Because Harrison Butker helped you get to the Super Bowl and helped you win Super Bowls. Brett Veach deal. Now, when they had Mahomes, it wasn't Dorsey getting another contract. And let me tell you this. Dorsey did a great job with talent evaluation, but he wasn't really into the whole computerized things. He did a lot of note cards with what he had with players. And you have to be computerized. You have to be a new way of thinking. Got to be a new age GM, like Brett Veach was, like a Les Snead, like a Howie Roseman. You got to be new edge type GMs to really get things done. But the Chiefs have done it. They've consistently gone to the AFC title game. Why would you be concerned about a GM when you've gone the seventh straight? I mean, it takes everybody. It takes that front office to get the talent to continue to be good because everybody's gunning for you. So it takes the draft and it takes the GM. It takes the GM making true trades and working about the contracts and figuring out a way to get contracts in. Just like this past year, they paid Trey Smith. Well, the Chiefs thought, like a lot of teams did, the salary cap was going to be $270 million. Ends up being $279. Boom, next day, George Karloftis gets an extension. 2011 CBA says you can now pay guys that have been 3 years in the league, like Rashee Rice will have coming up this year. And they could do it. But they did early with George Karloftis. He was 22 draft, and they re-upped him in 25. You can't do that after 3 years. Brock Purdy got the same deal with San Francisco. But
Brock
as a GM,
Purdy, yuck.
You look bad. They missed their window. They had their window where they had a quarterback making seventh-round money, and they couldn't win it. And that's why they could pay everybody else. And then all of a sudden, life hits you fast, man. Life hits you fast when you can't pay everybody and you have injuries and you can't supplant them and you're dealing with a bunch of Chiefs rejects at wide receivers and your quarterback's throwing three first-half interceptions like Brock Purdy. That's the crap you're into when you start paying a guy like Brock Purdy because you missed your window. It closed when you paid your quarterback. Colts are going to find this out when they pay Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones on that one-year contract, they're going to pay him. They inevitably think that's the guy, which he isn't. It's a guy that didn't have a single first down in the fourth quarter overtime, but they're going to see that that's our guy. That's our guy. They're going to say, ooh, you know what? We're hanging our hat on Daniel Jones. There they are. They go ahead and get Sauce Gardner for two first-round picks because they have identified Daniel Jones to be their starter going forward. But in crunch time, he peed his pants against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's not the guy you want that's going to deliver success. The Bills, they 100% have been looking at the Chiefs, and maybe too much so, that they forgot about the Patriots. They've been zeroing five. Their first five draft picks were all on defense. Going out and get Bosa, that was a move to stop the Chiefs. Credit them, they drafted to stop the Chiefs. Broncos have done the same thing. They have drafted players to stop Mahomes. Jahdae Barron, that had a pick six brought back, first-round cornerback out of Texas that they've used, and they used him mightily against the Chiefs. That is a move to help stop the Chiefs. Not like what the Raiders did in the Chargers where they drafted running backs in the first round. The Broncos actually drafted to stop the Kansas City Chiefs because they needed to stop the Kansas City Chiefs. Anyway, coming up next, we'll talk to Josh Briscoe here in just a few minutes about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty. Jay Binkley, JT Noah, producing the operation. Yeah, weather's going to change. You been keeping an eye on the weather? It's going to actually be November.
Yeah, I don't really keep an eye on the weather, and I probably should since I've moved out of my parents' house. But my mom will always hit me up a little bit. Hey, I'm going to get cold. You might want to turn the heat on.
Do you still go back home and shovel the snow?
This is my first year living outside.
Are you going to go back and do it?
We'll see. My car is not the best winter car. It's a sports car, so sure. It doesn't do well with the weather.
Do they have a snowblower?
No. My dad shovels it by hand still.
I had a snowblower. I had neighbors. They were elderly, and they moved to Florida. And like, hey, do you want our snowblower? And I said, hell yes, I do. But the problem is, whenever you start snowblowing, everybody wants to be done. They look out their windows, and you know, they have that woe is me attitude, and they want you to do their driveway. And then like five or six driveways in, you know, you can't just go do yours because someone goes out there and they're struggling with shoveling and everything, and you end up snowblowing their driveway. So end up doing more work. It's like owning a truck. You're always going to be picking up tables or TVs or whatnot. Fox Far Weather just put out, they said, a Twitter. They just put, oh boy, GFS model just had itself a run. Someone says, well, what does that mean? Like, explain yourself. What's it mean? Because Kansas City may have snow this weekend. The temperature looks a little bit too warm to me, hovering, you know, above freezing. I mean, it could. It does get down to, 29 later this week. It says the model last night was just cranking out snow for us. Unrealistic, but that's what it did. It was cranking out snow. The model, and I don't know if it was the European model or the American model. Which model was it that was cranking out snow? That's the question.
The question we all want to know.
I actually don't mind snow. I know it's going to be cooler. I mean, today they say is the last day. I know coming home last night, and after 9, it was still in the 50s. It was in the 50s on the way to here today. And traffic still looks about the same today. It'll start getting 50% less. Like tomorrow, will be a lot less people out traveling. Or they're just going out and getting their last-minute food ideas. Are you doing food ideas, JT? So, I know that we're getting Smokehouse, by the way. JT's working on Josh Briscoe to come on with us. We'll talk to Briscoe here in just a second. But the bottom line is, which direction you can go. We do barbecue. We get it the night before at Smokehouse. You come in, you cater it, you heat it up on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, I know a lot of people do different things on Thanksgiving, but it's truly a Kansas City Thanksgiving. It's burn-ins, it's brisket, it's barbecue, it's Kansas City style. And I've heard people do Italian style or tacos or whatever, but Thanksgiving, that's what we do. Yeah, we have turkey, you know, every once in a while. We've had it in the past or ham in the past, but get some everybody wants. You don't just force feed turkey. We'll talk more about turkey tomorrow, turkey or ham. We get closer here to Thanksgiving, which Thanksgiving Day games, as I mentioned, Kansas City Chiefs versus the Cowboys, it'll be the number one watch game on TV. The ratings are going to be insane for this game. Calling it now, number one watch game ever, because right now the number one watched game ever in a regular season is the 2022 game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. 1990 Monday night game with San Francisco and the Giants is number two on the list. But as we sit here now, the Chiefs are number 1, 2, 3, and 5 in ratings. That is insane. And this game is going to push and be at the top. So it'll move the Chiefs down to 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 highest rated games this year in the NFL. Why does it matter? 55 of the top 60 watch television programs in America, regardless of anything else, is NFL games. And you have the Chiefs at 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6. So people say they don't want to watch them. They watch them. Streaming services, they love the Chiefs. They're the first Chiefs on everything. Every kind of streaming service that we have is Kansas City Chiefs games. Do we have Briscoe yet there, JT? We do? Okay. Is he on the tie line? Briscoe there? You there, Briscoe?
Bank, I am here for you, nice. My friend. How we doing?
Good. It's good to hear you. Modern technology, man. This is great. We've got new computers and everything else going, but it's great to hear you. Josh Briscoe, of course, did the pregame, halftime, and the post. Don't forget about halftime. Don't forget about halftime and postgame for the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. It's his first year doing it, and he's doing a great job so far.
Bink, thank you for making it a little easier in the pregame show every week. I'm always happy to know that our college football segment is just around the corner. It's I don't know if it's halftime for me or not. Time doesn't really matter. It's just what's next. You got to take it one segment at a time. They make it easy.
This week's going to be interesting, though, because we've already talked about the results from last week, but we're going to have the new poll come out. That'll come out tonight between 7 and 8. The new college football rankings that will make a difference. There are so many games on Friday and Saturday that could dictate college football playoffs as you get down to the end of the year.
See, I'm locked in for the NFL level. You show up and you're gonna catch me up to speed. You're gonna let me know who's good. You're gonna let me know who I should be believing in. That's what that segment's there for. We need a real expert, not a fraud like me.
You were gonna take Jeremiah Love, remember, on the fives.
I'm ready. I that's the only thing that I believe in my heart now is that we gotta get a running back. We gotta get Love for the Heisman. We gotta keep the fives going.
The bottom line is the Chiefs are drafting 15th now. Hopefully that changes. And you get to the wild card, which I think is 17th and on. What's the wild card losers are 19th and on. So hopefully the Chiefs keep moving down the draft slot. That's the ultimate goal is being drafting at the end because it means you're winning the Super Bowl. But what do you think about the estimated injury report yesterday? It wasn't a real one. They didn't practice, but they have to put out an estimated injury report, whether if guys would have been full participants, limited participants, you name it. Pickens was on there for the Cowboys as DNP, but for the Chiefs, it was Patrick Mahomes groin, which he was still listed as a full participant in a guesstimate injury report they had to put out, but Rashee Rice on there is limited for the Kansas City Chiefs. You worried at all about injuries for the Chiefs?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think I was probably worried about it as the game ended on Sunday. And you go, wow, they took how many snaps? They were out there for how much? And then still have to be ready to go on a very short week on the road going to Dallas on a holiday, no less. So, yeah, no, I was kind of concerned about just the wear and tear of the turnaround pretty much as soon as we saw that game, not just going to overtime, but how much the offense was already having to carry there. It sounds pretty unlikely that we'll see Trey Smith just based on that Ian Rappaport report about the high and low ankle sprains. Obviously, Noah Gray, that turnaround seems pretty unlikely. I'm obviously hopeful that Rashee Rice is ready to go, and that's a bit of a conservative estimate there that they'd be working him back in. But that I believe ended up being the second most snaps that Travis Kelce has ever taken in a game, or tied for second most at least. Obviously, the O-line has been kind of battling through stuff all year, and Trey Smith with the back even before this. So, yeah, I mean, this is a really, really tough spot, kind of a war of attrition, if you will. And it seems like the Cowboys probably aren't going to have Tyler Guyton. So maybe you're relatively close to even there, kind of trading him and Trey Smith out. But ultimately, it's a little bit concerning because this is a really tight turnaround, and the Chiefs didn't get any favors in the schedule here.
And Kareem Hunt had the most carries he's ever had in a game of 30s. He had 29 twice back in his rookie year in 17. It was against Miami and Houston, but he had 29. He had 27 sprinkled in a couple times, but usually it's been about 22 for Kareem Hunt, but he gutted it up. The one thing about Rashee Rice is this, and don't know what you were noticing during the game, but after the game, he's talking about Trey Smith and the high ankle. So we're not even talking about high ankle sprain, talking about the injury. But yeah, it's very concerning. The same injury as Joe Alt. He's had two high ankles, so the second one put him gone for the year, and that definitely affects that Chargers offensive line. Trey Smith deal is interesting, obviously. You're following along with that. But Rashee Rice, to me, remember how he kind of battled to get back in the game?
Yeah.
Like he had hurt himself, and the coaches kind of kept him at bay there for a couple plays. And then he comes in, but he went straight down. And he wasn't just protecting the football, in my opinion. He's protecting that hamstring.
Yeah. No, I think that makes sense, and obviously if that does end up being an impact, again, let's throw probably an unlikely path for Noah Gray on a short week. Xavier Worthy, clearly not 100%, and obviously he was limited on the estimated report yesterday, mentioning that, you know, Isaiah Pacheco would be a full participant from that yesterday, and Kareem Hunt off of his 900 carry game. A lot of weapons banged up here. And so maybe that's just like a classic spot for Patrick Mahomes where now you go, okay, it's time to win a game, really relying on Hollywood Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. And again, another huge workday for 36-year-old Travis Kelce who just keeps doing it. But I do think there is something to keep an eye on there where both of these teams are going to be banged up. They're both on short weeks. But yeah, it's not a super fun list from the Chiefs yesterday. Hoping that we get a little clarity on that today.
Yeah, the funny thing too is we talked about the tells that people have. Remember the old Maxwell Hairston tell on Xavier Worthy? It's like, do people forget the Chiefs used a tell against the Bills on which way Josh Allen runs on push-pushes?
Right, that's true.
So they have run. They just don't talk about it, but they do it. Are you confident in the running game if Pacheco comes back? Because I'll say this: the Chiefs are averaging 118.3 yards a game on the ground. That is the highest it's ever been with Mahomes. It averages around 110 yards per game his 7 years previous. Last year was at 105. This year's at 118. 14th in the league. So despite when we see it with our eyes, them not able to run the football, in reality, this is the highest running yards per game since Mahomes has been quarterback.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And I do feel relatively good about how it functions when they lean on it. I mean, I think the Bills game is still the one that really stands out where, you know, Kareem Hunt got 11 carries in that game, and he was actually more productive on a yards per touch basis than James Cook was, but obviously the volume wasn't there. Well, you see on Sunday, they give Kareem Hunt the volume, and look, I mean, they still didn't run the ball half the time because they just ran so many dang plays, but you still get all of that work to Hunt, and you say, okay, you know what, we see it being effective here, not always, and very rarely, in fact, being explosive, but it is efficient and effective. And that was against a Colts team that had been better against the run than a team like the Bills had. So bringing Pacheco back into the mix, I do think is a really good deal. I'm very hopeful that he will be able to take that workload a little bit on Thursday, because it just, you're asked so much from Kareem Hunt over the course specifically of Pacheco's absence over these last few weeks. But yeah, Pacheco, Hunt back there combined, and maybe you don't need to use the elevation on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Obviously, Elijah Mitchell's not really in the mix. Breshad Smith is a guy in a role in the offense, but he's not getting real carries on a regular basis. I feel okay about that. And then, you know, I know I'm mentioning his name first here, but I think the Dameon Pierce signing makes sense. Not for Thursday, but for the long haul here, like especially when you have all this wear and tear on your top two backs, I thought Pierce made a lot of sense as the type of guy to add. Give him some time to acclimate on the practice squad, a long week to get ready after the Cowboys game. So I think that they've made a good move there, even though, of course, this has been a topic of much conversation this year. I feel relatively good about where the group stands, as long as they do kind of lean on him a little bit.
Yeah, Dameon Pierce is interesting because so many teams wanted him, according to Aaron Wilson, that covers the Texans in the NFL. I guess Howie Roseman, the Eagles, tried to actually trade for him, which would be in that backfield with Saquon Barkley, so I understand why he didn't want that deal. The Broncos, when Dobbins gets shelved, they needed somebody else. The Chargers need somebody else, too. So there's a handful of teams that did want him. He does have experience returning the football. He does have 20 kick returns in his history. He did have 7.3 per carry last year, but he finds himself, you know, his third-string running back in Houston. But when do you expect the Chiefs to see him on offense? Is it just going to be special teams? Do you think he'll be on special teams as soon as this Thursday, or is that going to take longer? Because, again, just like the trade deadline, you can go out and get a Breece Hall and these guys, but to fit in an Andy Reid system and understand what they're calling and understand what the quarterback wants you to do are two different things. Yeah. That is a very difficult deal. But Dameon Pierce, I'm with you. It's going to take a while for offense. Special teams may get in there a lot sooner.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense, and maybe you even kind of circle that game on Sunday night, not of course this week, but next week, against the Texans, and say, hey man, you want to get out there and maybe return a couple of kicks against your old team? I do think there's something to that, especially with the Chiefs' issues on special teams. It just feels like they've been on the wrong side of that, giving the ball away or returning it. Either way, it's obviously just been a struggle for that unit for so much of this year, but I do think, yeah, we would all be better off probably trying to temper our expectations for where he ends up in the offense. I think, frankly, for most of this year, offensively, he might be more of a break glass in case of emergency. Like, you know, Clyde only has one more activation from the practice squad before they would need to sign him to the active roster or do some other maneuvering there. And so maybe you do end up needing to call Clyde up one more time. Clearly they're not like super excited about Carson Steele, who's also on the practice squad and hasn't gotten an elevation yet this year. If Hunt and Pacheco are healthy the rest of the season, maybe you see Pierce on special teams and you don't see him on offense. And maybe he's this year's version of Tyquan Thornton, a guy that you get on the practice squad late in the season. You say, hey man, spend the rest of the year here learning the offense. You'll be here in training camp next season, and then we'll see if we can get you into the offense in a larger way. That's exactly what Tyquan Thornton did around this time of the year last season after being cut by the Patriots. So that's kind of the other thing I'll keep in mind, where even if the special teams thing is the main thing for a while, I think it makes total sense to add Pierce in as basically a free addition to your running back room. And if he can give you anything this season, fantastic. Obviously, the Chiefs could use a little more juice at that group.
Talking to Joshua Briscoe from the Chiefs Radio Network, pregame, halftime, and postgame, and Chiefs contributor right here on 96.5 of the Fan. And when you look at the offensive numbers, they're seventh in total offense, second in points per drive. They're very good offensively. And defense is total defense. They're seventh in the NFL, but seventh in defensive points per drive. This week they stood up, and people are noticing the defense once again. This defense has been very good. They're held together by glue, by duct tape, but they're still getting the job done. That fourth quarter in overtime, no first downs for the Colts, 13 for the Chiefs, getting off the field after three times, forcing the Colts to punt. And I know Tony Romo wanted to see him go for it, but I'm telling you, man, the law of averages says the Chiefs only given up 23.5% on fourth down. I think the memo is getting there, Josh. It was first, then it was third in attempts against the Chiefs defense, then it was seventh, now it's 16th in the NFL. Teams just aren't going on fourth down anymore because they're not getting it. They're three out of four times they're not getting that first down against the Chiefs, but that defense, you know, as thin as they are sometimes the defensive line, they got the job done. How confident are you going forward in this defense maintaining that play they had against the Colts?
I mean, it's extremely, extremely impressive how they ended that game on Sunday. I think that has to give you a little bit more confidence going forward. And also, like, I wouldn't be surprised if this is actually the best individual stretch of defense that we're going to see from this team all year, which isn't that a lack of faith. It's just unbelievable that in the fourth quarter and overtime, the Colts ran 12 plays and picked up 13 yards.
Insane.
You like almost literally can't do a whole lot better than that. And that's against an offense that is still the highest scoring offense in football, that had Jonathan Taylor making so much of that seem automatic for them for so much of the year. But when you talk about also the fourth down aggressiveness, it's a lot harder to go for it on fourth down when you're getting stuffed on first down. When all of a sudden it's second and nine, and now it's third and seven, you're probably not going for it when you might have on fourth and one, you know? So being able to keep the Colts behind their own pace that way, behind the sticks, in the most important stretch of football, is so huge. And it is the distinct story of that game. It's important that the Chiefs offense show that they could do the thing again where they turn it on at the end and they pull a victory from the jaws of defeat. Like a very impressive stretch from the Chiefs offense, but it wasn't perfect. They obviously, Kareem Hunt loses the ball in the red zone and the defense has to stand up. They go score a touchdown and the defense stands up again. The Chiefs have a chance to go tie it up. Well, they go three and out on their own and the defense stands up. Then the Chiefs go down in March to win the game? No, to tie it in overtime. And the Colts start with the ball in overtime and the defense does it again. I mean, it is just a completely, completely dominant stretch of football by the Chiefs defense there. Really, really impressive.
Josh, I ask you two questions before I let you go. I appreciate today's input. We'll see you again on Thursday. But let me ask you about last week's opponent and this Thursday's. Two quickies. The Colts, you believe in Daniel Jones yet or not? Or did he say who he thought he was in the fourth quarter in overtime?
I am trying to be better about having a middle class of quarterbacks that I'm willing to believe in a little bit at some times. And I'm letting Daniel Jones stay in that class right now, where I believe that in some circumstances, in good circumstances, with a good game plan, with great weapons and good protection by and large, I think Daniel Jones can win a lot of football games in a good circumstance. I will not be relying on Daniel Jones or Bo Nix or any of that class of quarterbacks come playoff time.
And the final question for you, Dallas Cowboys offense is number one in the NFL right now. Dallas Cowboys have taken that over, and they're number one as far as the put on. Pickens been a little banged up. He was a DNP on the practice report. Do the Cowboys offense scare you at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think secondarily that the fact that their defense has improved at least a little bit, it seems, that scares me a little bit too. Scare is, you know, a big word for the defense, but offensively especially, that unit is absolutely for real. What's fun about this at this point is that the Chiefs have shown they can hold their own against really good offenses. They can give their offense a chance to keep up. So I think, look, and this is a little bit of a cop-out just because this has been so true in the NFL this year, but I think there's a real case where you could build an argument that the Chiefs' defense is going to be, it is good enough and is going to be productive enough again to hold the Cowboys' offense within check, and that the Cowboys' defense is a bad matchup for a Chiefs team that's been good against zone coverage, and they can score some points when they're firing. But you could also build me the argument that says, yeah, the Chiefs just had a huge win. It's a short week. They're going on the road, Thanksgiving, and that the Cowboys are trending in the right direction on both sides of the ball, and that the Chiefs lose this game, and it's a frustrating fall from the Colts game. I mean, this is going to be, I think, a fine margin football game. Obviously, I do feel pretty good about where the Chiefs stand right now. That Colts game gives you the confidence that you need to make sure the season keeps moving in the right direction. But the Cowboys are a legitimate, like, playoff caliber team, even though they've had some terrible defensive stretches, even though we all watched them tie, it is still a team that deserves all of the respect of a very, very up-in-the-air football game that we're going to see on Thursday. And hey, that's almost every game in the NFL at this point. Unless you're the Raiders, everything's competitive.
I lied, Briscoe, one more. All right, so the Salvation Army kettle is always at the end of the end zone for Thanksgiving games. Yes. And oftentimes the guy does jump into it. A lot of times it's Cowboys guys that jump into it. If a Chief jumps into the kettle first, which one will it be?
Isaiah Pacheco. I had to think about it while you were asking it, and then I had no doubt in my mind. I'm like, Rice and Worthy are banged up, yeah. Lower body things. Don't jump into a slick plastic ball. Mahomes isn't going to do it.
Nope.
I don't know if Kareem Hunt has the explosion.
Kelce might.
If Isaiah Kelce might, but I feel like he's such a big star. He's also old. He's got to get over the lip of the bowl in there. Isaiah Pacheco hasn't played in several weeks. If Isaiah Pacheco is healthy and he scores running towards that kettle, I think he's going in.
I'm curious there. Joshua Briscoe, hearing him on the Chiefs pregame, halftime, and postgame, does a great job with that. Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Bink, I'll see you on Thanksgiving.
That's right. Joshua Briscoe right there with us. We'll take a timeout. We come back. I do want to address one little college football thing, and I know you're hard-pressed looking at Drinkwitz. Where's he going to end up? But there's also another coach out there that needs to make his decision pretty damn quick. We'll discuss that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. GT, you love college football like me. Drinkwitz. I don't know, Spurrier was on there saying that he'd be good in Florida. So, you know, he's got influence with that school. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think they went Summerall if they can't get Lane Kiffin, which it looks like it's either Baton Rouge or Ole Miss for Lane Kiffin, who needs to make his choice. But these coaches get in a weird predicament, right? Like, he's going to tell this – Ole Miss says, you need to tell us after the game, the Egg Bowl against Mississippi State this Friday, Mississippi State in Ole Miss. Decide what you're going to do. And to me, if he goes, if he bolts, he ain't coaching the rest of the year. And Ole Miss is a chance to be the winningest Ole Miss team in the history. And they're in the playoffs right now. Now, the committee does look at that. They look at your quarterback and look at your coach. And if your coach leaves, they're going to dock him. And it might cost those kids a home game in the college football playoffs because their coach left. But they get in these situations, they got to start looking at the transfer portal. Now, when a coach leaves, you get 5 days until the new coach is hired, then an additional 15 days to hit the portal. The portal is the 2nd through the 16th of January. So they got to get into the portal. Is it fair to Lane Kiffin? Because I think, honestly, if he stays, and you've heard so many different things, either way, I think he tells the team before the game tomorrow that he's staying. Because if he doesn't tell them before the game, he's leaving. 100%. I think we'll know before the game because they'll tell that team, hey, I'm staying, and the guys will play for him. But he's not going to tell me he's leaving before the game. He wants to win that game against Mississippi State.
He's leaving, Bink. He's leaving. If he was going to stay, he would have signed the contract on Friday when he met with the AD. I'm telling you, he's leaving. Now, wouldn't it be, though, we all think it's LSU, but wouldn't it be such a Lane thing that he goes, watch this, and he ends up in Florida? Wouldn't that be a Lane thing? That would be a Lane thing. The only reason Drink is connected with Florida is because of Spurrier. He is a Spurrier tree. Drinkwitz was under the Spurrier tree in Florida. So I understand why people were worried about that. My only concern and school that I was concerned about for Drink was Penn State. And the rumor out there is it sounds like the deal fell through. And that means Eli's staying here. And it is so weird to me how many people on Twitter were bashing Eli saying they want him to go. When, in all fairness, he made some questionable decisions against Oklahoma. But in no way do I want to see that man leave Columbia. He is recruited at a high level, and he's won the games he's supposed to win. He just hasn't won that big game yet, and it's going to come.
You know, I've always liked Lane Kiffin. I think he's got a roll deal sometimes. I do like his head, but he seems at peace at Ole Miss. Like, he seems comfortable. And it's funny how
he's doing hot yoga.
Yeah, he seems very, very comfortable. Almost too comfortable. But bottom line is, you're looking at the money he could be making, which would be more than any other college coach. And Ole Miss supposedly is ponied up just as much as everybody else. They can't promise the same nil money that other schools can. I get that. But he's winning where he's at. And the other thing, too, about it is the fact is, it's funny, the narrative. When you're on that train, it doesn't stop. Lane Kiffin has never won his conference. He's never been to a conference championship game, yet everybody's falling over themselves backwards to get him as head coach. Just saying, you go to LSU, and all of a sudden you got expectations. Brian Kelly's a damn good coach. He didn't meet those expectations, but the guy can coach. The guy's coached at every level he's been at and been good. Couldn't win at Ole Miss. And then you're in the SEC, which you never know what happens. Guess what? 3 losses at LSU mean a hell of a lot more than 3 losses at Ole Miss. At Ole Miss, with 3 losses, you keep your job. 3 losses at LSU, you get fired.
Well, if you do it consistently, if you have 3 losses consistently.
You do. But
the pressure is on Lane if he goes to LSU. There's no pressure in Ole Miss.
He'll have
Oxford.
A statue if he stays.
Exactly. But if he goes, Oxford's going to come for him. Oh, they will hunt him down. Just like when he left the one school, was it... they made the documentary about it. I forgot what school he left.
He left Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah. They'll come after him like they did Tennessee did.
And I get it. The transfer portal, they fixed it. It's going to be in January now. Because remember, Bo Prabula, the quarterback of Missouri, got himself caught in this last year. Because he had to make a choice. Drew Aller, the quarterback at the time, is going to be draftable this year, is hurt with an ACL. Is it an ACL with Drew Aller's hurt with? I think it is. But regardless, he's gone for the year.
It has been gone for the year. It is an ACL.
So Drew Aller was coming back. So Bert Pugula said, if I'm going to start, and he was a big part of their offense running the football last year. Like, they actually utilized him. He actually came and saved the game against Wisconsin last year for Penn State. But he didn't get to play in the playoffs. And so they all of a sudden lost their Wildcat quarterback. They lost the guy that was instrumental in their offense because he had to make a choice. And he had to get there and enroll and everything else, so he chose Missouri. Bo Pribula, he would have been still at Penn State. But the guys are in a tough situation, but now with the portal in January, and they can still play in the playoffs if the coaches allow you, which they should.
And if your coach leaves, you got, I think, a 30-day window to transfer.
You get 15 days officially, but you get five. It's technically 20 days.
Okay,
you get 15 officially, but you get five when a coach has been hired new. But Nick Saban was on game day, and he said this about the Lane Kiffin situation.
Well, everybody should be thinking about the players. Everybody should be thinking about the student-athletes. What's best for the student-athletes? Players should be able to play for his coach for the entire season. Players shouldn't be penalized if a coach leaves, because the committee has the opportunity, if a player or coach doesn't participate, they can sink you in the rankings. So Ole Miss could go down in the rankings, maybe miss a home game. So their players are getting penalized. But we need to take a better approach to the business aspect of what we do in college athletics. In the NFL, you cannot leave your team until you're finished playing. You can't talk to another coach in the regular season. There's a defined time when you can talk to them if they're in the playoffs. That's the way it should be. And we should match the academic calendar with the football calendar, and we shouldn't have an early signing date that conflicts with people wanting to hire an early coach, a portal situation where you got to hire an early coach, fire your coach early. None of this is fair to the players. So if we did all that in May and then had some kind of OTA days or something in the summertime instead of spring practice, we wouldn't have all these issues and players could actually finish the year. So this is not a Lane Kiffin conundrum. This is a college football conundrum that we need some leadership to step up and change the rules on how this gets done in terms of coaching searches and opportunities for people to leave. Players can leave. So if you went to the Ole Miss players, they would say, I want my coach to coach till the season's over.
Yeah. See, and I agree with that because it's true. And keep in mind, the portal is the 2nd through the 16th of January. The college football playoffs are kind of at a weird deal too, because technically the college football playoffs with the finals on the 19th or the 8th and 9th of the semifinals, the championship the 19th. So it would be technically after the portal date, but you can still play for that team now with the new rules in the playoffs. But the playoffs in the first round is on December 19th and 20th, so it's still within that window. But it needs to change. He's right. You shouldn't be able to talk to another team until after the season. The NFL has guidelines and dates for bye weeks for when coordinators can talk to other teams. But they don't leave. They don't leave before the playoffs start from an NFL team. But I get it. It's a mess. That's why Nick Saban needs to be controlling college football. Like, they need a commissioner in a bad way. Getting back to the Kansas City Chiefs neck, looking forward as far as your confidence level in them, they'd show you enough against the Colts to believe in them going down the stretch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.